Cool. We back for part two with Jake and Jeff. How y'all? You feeling good? It's like past midnight on Thursday. It's a late one. Yeah. What are y'all doing tomorrow?
Working.
I have a little bit of work. We have a show tomorrow evening.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Did we plug that already? I forgot.
Yes.
If we did.
Yeah, we did.
Mac Flappies.
I'm going to go to that. What am I going to hear? What's going to be new?
I think you should go to the Saturday one because it's the same.
I can't.
Yeah, right. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Oh, well, what time does it start?
Probably 10.
Nah, it's way too late.
Yeah,
I'm taking Drake to his first hip-hop show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, not Friday.
Saturday night.
I got invited to that.
Because Friday, there's one at US Space.
Oh, that's the one I got invited to.
Sleep's playing.
Yeah.
There's he's playing with some hip-hop, the bass player, you know.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
He's playing with some...
And it's probably late day.
They start at 9:30.
Yeah, they're kind of like... And when they have, like, Chinese artists,
they usually
start earlier.
He's playing with the Chinese artists. Yeah. He was telling me that he has to play to a click in his ear because they're playing with some partially pre-recorded stuff. So they have to play with a click, which is weird. I've heard of musicians doing that where the song is either already made or parts of the song are, and then you have to play with that recording. That's a strange way to do music.
I think there's a lot more than you think with those things, monitors and stuff. Yeah, I've heard about this recently. Like,
really?
In-ear monitors where you can actually adjust it yourself, where you can be like, "Yeah, I need to hear more guitar so that I can be."
Well, dude, they've had
those are awesome.
Yeah,
that's great. But I'm talking about playing like
with a.
Well, either you basically you have a PA or you have some speakers that are playing a pre-recorded track.
It's a backing track.
It's part of the song, and then you're adding the bass and guitar on
top.
Right, you know what I mean?
Right, right. So you have to like play.
So it's not like a backing track. It's just part of the track.
Yeah.
It's part of the song, and I think that's a weird way to do music.
There's a lot of artists that actually, I mean, I guess not like that, but like the actual backing track. Do you remember on Saturday Night Live, Ashley Simpson?
Oh my gosh, and so funny!
So funny!
She played live, and then she played one song at the beginning, and then played another song at the end, and it was the same song, right?
No, it was. She came on I think it was the second song that you said she did too,
and yeah, but
because like what the issue was that like the song started playing, you know, she had a band behind her, but the track, for lack of a better term, skipped, or like
no, it was her singing.
The vocals came in early, like she forgot to sing to the mic, and the vocals came in.
Yeah,
so they realized that they're playing to like a backing track. She doesn't continue to sing. She kind of just dances around like really oddly, and then fucks off.
And then she just goes. She blamed it on the band. That was the worst part.
What?
She said, "I'm sorry, my band played the wrong song." Like at the end when, you know, everybody comes out and it's like the ending credits or whatever.
God. Oh, that's
it
terrible.
It was so
that's
cringe.
That's worse than the thing happening. It's similar to, you know, the
I remember that so fucking.
It was so bad.
The analyst who was like talking about South Korea or whatever, and then his kid ran into the room.
I have a great sticker from that.
And he was pushing the kid, smashing his face. I was like, that was way worse. If that guy would have been like the hero of the year,
he would have just
picked the kid up
and
just
done
like,
the report.
Yeah, I mean, like an NBA
could have been handled so much better.
Did you see the whole
NBA interview?
I was going to say that like it's like a solid 2 minutes, 3 minutes just pushing the kid before the fucking
the IE.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the English word is, the maid or the housekeeper or whatever.
Was it the? I thought it was the wife. It was the maid?
No. It was
she's too ugly to be the wife.
What do they call? There's like a special name that
ends with
like. No, it ends with governess. That's the word.
I've never heard that.
I dated a girl who she said she had a governess. She's Scottish.
Sounds like some kind of weird. There would be some kind of weird fetish for me if I had a governess. I would have been like, governess.
I mean, it was in the UK, not too far off.
I've spilled my bangers and mash again. Guess
what an odd word to
spanking,
use, though.
Governess.
Jeff Renee.
we had an au pair when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
My life went from being like having money to being impoverished.
Wow.
Yeah, like overnight. And it was like early, we lived like in the, on the coast and Laguna Beach and stuff. And I had this au pair called Penny. Yeah. And she was like, she was English. And she, I like, I still to this day, she would take us to the beach. Like part of her job was to take us to the beach and like tan while she watched us at the beach, which we were like,
you were required to tan?
No, she wasn't required to, but she was
no, you, to watch I'm saying, like, you guys, like, no, oh, no, I thought no, you no. said you guys are going to tan.
No, she's, just, yeah, but I remember GBRs. She would always wear, she was like, she was, I mean, to my 6-7-year-old self, right, like, right. She was, you know, like, gorgeous, like, a goddess, right?
Well, how old was she?
Probably, like, early 20s, something like that. I can guarantee age. That my dad, I'm sure that my dad hit that. One day we'll Mr. talk about my dad, but yeah, like she wore this coconut like sunscreen, and to this day, like, when I smell coconut sunscreen, I get this like gutty wutty feeling.
You know that
that's an erection.
Scent has the strongest tie to memory.
Yeah,
it is the one scent.
It's just so that instantly on there. Yeah. Instantly on there. The strongest and like tie. Even little memories like taking a can of Coke to the beach and like it's sitting in the sun for too long, and then you know you drink a Coke when it's hot, right? And then it's like hot inside, like that feeling of that, and then like the smell of the, you know, the coconut lotion. Yeah.
Wow. Just so you can travel back in time,
totally,
essentially,
completely, like I am beach there
with Penny.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have
British
to
bombshell.
Oh, please. Okay. This is, I mean, it's not really hot. not really on topic, but like with the time thing. I mean, you don't have to, but like the story that you told me the other day about being everywhere at the same place and whatever.
Oh my god!
Is like one of the craziest things.
So wow!
But I mean, right, like it's up to you if you want to say it.
Right. So okay, so I'm a type 1 diabetic, and what happened was I was sleeping and I woke up at like 5 in the morning, and I felt that I had a low blood sugar. Right? You can sense it, and your heart rate increases, you feel kind of faint, maybe you have a cold sweat, a little shaky. It's hypoglycemia. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And so I just remember I woke up, and then I was too lazy to eat these glucose tablets I had just even on my nightstand. Could have easily done it. Didn't. So then I fell back asleep, and then I started having this dream. And this dream was that I was on this like intergalactic spaceport. It was really weird how it started. I mean, not too far off. I love sci-fi. Mm. And I'm talking with this group of people, and we're talking about some mission, and they say, wow, like you're going to do this for us. I said, absolutely, I agree with what you're doing. They said, even if it means like self-sacrifice. I said, absolutely. And then the dream just took a weird turn. Basically what happened, I saw every possible outcome in the universe for me. I saw it happen at the same time. It was like 2,000 frames a second. I mean, it was just like I saw everything, yet I couldn't pick one individual thing out.
Is that fucking crazy?
That is crazy.
And what it felt to me, and the crazy part was that I felt a struggle. I felt that this was very strange. I just could feel it. And I needed to wake up. I needed to get out of this. And I couldn't. So I was struggling to do so. And eventually I did wake up. And I was lying in my bed. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know who I was. Like I could not remember. And when I have a low blood sugar and I wake up or I'm in a weird situation, I always go over like basic information about myself to make sure I'm okay. Like my name, you know, when I was born, where I was born, my family, just so to make sure I have like a touch with reality. Because, quick side story, my sisters are diabetic. My older sister, one time, she woke up very late and she had a super low blood sugar to the point where she did not know who she was, and she was acting like a completely different person.
Holy God. That's crazy.
And my mom was, you know, she was like, you know, come up here, I need your help. And so my mom was like, you need to drink this orange juice. And my sister said no, and like pushed it away. She's like, you need to eat this sugar tablet. And she said, okay. And she'd just hold it in her hand. And then she'd say, okay, I'm done, I'm fine.
Whoa.
And so she was aggressive too. So my mom, I had to hold her down, and my mom had to give her a glucagon shot, which is like pure glucose to raise her blood sugar. And then, and my mom had called the ambulance because it was a really weird event. It was very scary.
Right.
You can go into a hypoglycemic coma or die.
Holy shit.
So anyway, you know, so that happened to her, and she was freaked out. Well, what happened to me was, you know, just similar in the sense that I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was for like a couple minutes. And then I came to, and it was just so weird. And when I had woken up, I felt like I had beaten this struggle. And I just remember the feeling I had when I woke up was hallucinogenic. It seemed like I had taken some kind of, you know, psychedelic drug. But I didn't. I had not. And it was so weird, man. And I just remember feeling, I never want this to happen again.
Jeez.
I never want to have this feeling.
Wow.
Because as I thought about it throughout the day, it really kind of felt like a near-death thing. I was going into a place that I really did not want to go. Like, and it wasn't a nightmare. It was just, it was something else entirely.
Can you talk more about the, like, seeing every possible...
I was gonna say that, because you said that, like, occasionally you will ask yourself, like, who you are, like, what your name is,
right,
and such. So that seems to be, I don't want to say normal, but for lack of a better term, like you do that. But like, yeah, I want to know more about, like, because this is what I'm picturing in my head, is like a black background, which is like a bunch of frames. It's like a music video, like with all these frames of these things like going on at the same time. Yeah. Really big with all these moments happening at the same time, whatever, like a big camera or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
it's a multiverse, right?
That's what it basically, it kind of feels like that. It's almost like you're watching it happen.
Yeah.
It's a computer glitch.
Kind of. I don't know. It's just, but again, you can't even pick one thing out. I couldn't say that I saw myself, like, I don't know, doing something, I don't, like, let's, like being an astronaut or something. I can't say I can pick out an individual frame of a life that I maybe have lived before, or I am living now in a different world, in a different reality.
Right.
I can't say it was that, because it just happened so fast, and so much happened at once.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know what's
to experience like all of that in the small amount of time, whatever, and then also, your like, time would be in that you were.
It messes you up to where you think, like, what if this life that you're living now is actually just a simulation? And at that one moment, you know, you had a realization of your actual existence, which is living on that space station where they do this, like, simulation of lives, like on Rick and Morty.
Even
where,
that, maybe.
Right? Where he has the whole life.
In the carpet store? Like, he didn't go to the carpet store or something like
that? Roy, the life well lived.
Yeah, yeah. Roy. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It was
that
so...
That happened sometime. I remember, like, you know... I mean,
look, I'm all about like what actually happened.
Yeah.
And so I told my older sister this. And
what does that mean, all being all about, like,
well,
like,
I'm all about what actually happened,
chemical,
right?
Physical thing.
Right. What really
that
like
you to
did
that.
Was it okay, what I mean is, did I have this experience because that sounds like a near death, like it's just like a near death experience.
Yeah.
Or was it more of a dream? Or more of just some weird subconscious state? Because I told my sister, and she said, you know, something that's been happening to me recently is that when I have a low blood sugar, I have really intense nightmares, and it wakes me up. And then that's what wakes her up from sleeping to tell her, you have a low blood sugar, you need to eat, you need to raise it. So... I don't know. She said it was a nightmare, and so I told her what I had, and I said it did not feel like a dream. It did not feel like a nightmare.
There's that theory in waking life
in the, I don't know if you guys seen that movie, but there's a scene with Ethan Hawke and Julia, I'm trying to remember what her name is. They were the two that were in After Midnight. You know, okay. the series, really good series.
Like Julia Roberts.
Richard Linklater. Richard Linklater. Anyway, but that movie, Waking Life, is amazing. He talks about death, though. And what he says is, you know, those like people who have near-death experiences, or they're like they actually die, like on the table,
right.
You know, on the operating table, right? And then they come back, and they've only been dead for like 10 seconds of our time, or 30 mm-hmm. seconds, or something mm-hmm. like that. But they come back, and they have these long, elaborate stories about what happened, right? And what he wonders is, the closer we get to death, does time start to dilate more, so that we never actually achieve the actual moment of death, right? Because it's just our brains that they speed up, their activity speeds up to the point, or slows down maybe even to the point, where we experience, you know, in that short amount of time, like eons of time, it's right?
Possible.
Which is similar to like Inception, right? The idea of like that you can be, you know, within a dream, and it can like 1 minute of regular time.
Because I was about to say, what happens when the body decomposes?
Years. Well, yeah, but
I get what you mean with the.
But if you think about it, like if you like think about like with derivatives or something like that, with, like in calculus, where you have like where the slope of a graph can approach zero, but it can never actually touch zero.
Right.
The closer it gets, the farther it has to go in order to get closer to the x asymptote. Right.
Right.
So you know, I mean, it's a possibility.
Stuck
right.
Stuck here, man.
Yeah.
He's just stuck with his life. It's Jake.
A possibility. Yeah. But like,
it's weird. Yeah, it is weird to think about.
Well, just because that does happen. Like, okay, for example, slowly. When you're on mushrooms, right? Like, your brain slows down. Like, it's a very slowed response.
Yes.
But that experience, like that 3-hour experience, that trip or whatever, it can feel like days sometimes, right? Like, to me, it always feels like...
It's never felt like days, but definitely like...
It can
hour,
yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm just like, sometimes like, all right, I get it. Like,
what is that stuff called? It's like sativa,
DMT,
or something like that. DMT, yeah. Right? Well, that like where the high is like only like 5 or 10 minutes, but it feels
sativa,
right?
Salvia.
Where it feels
man,
like,
what a strange chemical that is.
Yeah?
Have you done it?
No,
I did it once. Have you done it?
Yes, but it didn't have an extreme effect though. It was
I didn't have any of the effects on YouTube, but like, I'm kind of scared, like people running away.
I think I was like budget, like
I've seen budget, and you budget. Know I've seen people do it.
Sail salvia.
I've been there. Allegedly, I've been there. Allegedly, I've seen this.
What?
Where people when they have this, they go and the reaction that they can have is so varied.
Yeah.
So the people I saw these two musicians, and the one guy, he just, I don't know, he just became really happy and was playing guitar and continued singing. It was great. Another guy almost went catatonic. Like
that's what usually happens.
He seemed like he had a seizure
on
the ground. I mean, he literally...
They look like just
I mean, he just looked... He was just like, I don't know. He looked just catatonic.
Did you get the story of like what he experienced?
I don't know. For him, he just said he didn't know where he went. He got so high, he didn't even know what happened.
Wow!
And another guy, he was a Muslim, and so he was just really into that and into praying.
Huh? Really?
Like taking a tab of acid and walking around like a. What's where the asteroid is? What's it called in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, the
Mecca.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
The asteroid.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
They touch
the black stone fell from the heavens.
That's an asteroid
or a meteor or whatever. One of those. Yeah,
is it?
I thought it was a holy rock, like it was a religion.
Someone sponsor me so I can fact check this shit, please. All right, but no, like it's. It's a black rock. Yeah, it's 100. I mean,
I like how he thinks he needs a sponsor. Do you need to get an account on Google so that?
Okay,
I like I like Baidu better. You know,
okay. I'm probably gonna sound like I'm talking in my ass, but I feel like if Mecca is a holy city,
yeah,
right?
No, I'm talking about just
Islam.
Just that.
We're talking about that rock.
The thing that they all go to and worship?
Yeah. No, they walk around and they touch the black stone. Yeah,
as they go around in a circle.
Yeah.
I thought that had something to do with...
Every Muslim has
and
to
I
do it.
And I thought it had something to do with Muhammad. But I thought it was something that they created or something that he...
Well, according to JP, like it was... it fell
or
from...
Or touch, or it was something inscribed. It was just a holy piece.
And then they... You know.
It's a fucking meteor. What are you talking?
It could be asteroid.
I still don't know the
difference.
It'd
be a meteor,
the difference,
right?
The asteroid and meteor, like,
I think it's something to do with size.
So yeah, I mean, yeah. As Jeff tries to confirm what that is,
young Jeff here.
Going back to 1994, when he first developed his skill, or at least it was a year where he continued to develop it. The skill.
Of
being
typing.
On the internet.
He sang Fraggle Rock in Norwegian. You think you could type it?
It's the Grand it is in Mecca. It's the Grand Mosque, and it's a rock set into the eastern corner of the Kaaba, the ancient
building. Yeah, that's a big square black thing. But there's another black thing.
So the appearance it was described in the 18th or 19th century, blah blah blah. I'm gonna just search for a meteor.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Been described as a meteorite.
Oh, it's been described
as a meteorite.
Right, but like, you know, these people back in the day, they were like, oh yeah, you know, like they didn't know better. Just, you know, thing that fell from
the meteorite origin theory of the Black Stone has been likened by some writers to the meteorite that was placed and worshipped in the Greek temple of Artemis.
Right,
there's
no chance anyone's ever gonna let anyone fucking examine that thing scientifically. Like,
has been described variously as a basalt stone, an agate, a piece of natural glass, or most popularly a stony meteorite. So nobody knows, I guess.
Of course not.
But you can literally touch it. Like,
so yeah, that is the Islam equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant.
I guess so. Except that Ark, nobody knows where it is, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in Ethiopia, I guess, right?
Right. Well, no one's allowed to see it. Yeah, I guess if
Indiana
exists.
Obviously.
But then he said, keep your eyes shut.
Yeah.
So he technically didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
That's really, really funny. I love how, like, they have this, like that stuff portrayed in, like, in movies. By the way,
I think what I just said was total bullshit because I just think he couldn't look at what was inside. He could actually see the Ark. They discovered it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's the thing in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase.
Yeah.
That's the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Or ancient alien technology.
But they said that that they could actually see it, right? But they couldn't touch it.
No, they have to touch it. That's why they go.
No, you can see it and touch it. It's just they don't know the origin of it, whether it's a meteorite or a piece of basalt.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people won't be able to see this, but if you have an ashtray and like this, like power charger thing, it's like if this is like the display case,
show
like,
notes.
Most of it's like in there, and then you just kind of touch the corner, like that's it. Yeah,
it's very large.
The original point was to drop acid and just go do that for like a couple hours. Saudi Arabia.
We're talking about salvia, I believe.
Yeah. But so,
What goes on in here?
Like, but the more that I read about the nature of reality, for example, that behind every black hole is another universe, right?
Oh,
fact that there's like, you know, I mean, speaking of Stephen Hawking, to talk about like Hawking radiation and stuff, and the idea that there's no such thing as loss of information. That the universe is information, that there's no loss of it, right? But that, for every two particles that comes from a black hole, right, one of them goes out into the universe, the other one goes in, but where?
Right.
And that there isn't nothing in a black hole, it's not sucking in stuff. The other interesting thing, too, is that you know, going into a black hole, because of the speed that you'd be going at, if you looked out, it'd be similar to your dream. Mm-hmm. You would see the entire history of the universe before you died in the black hole. You would see the entire history, like history and future of the universe, the in its entirety, because literally you would be traveling at such a fast speed that time would slow down to that, because you know you're at the point where light can't escape.
Right. Yeah,
so you would see before you died and were turned into a 6-kilometer long string of atoms, you would see everything that happened in the universe, similar to what you were saying, like that 2,000 frames per second type thing, right?
I'd love to see. If you convince me 100%, I'd just jump out the window, see what happens. Like, try to report back.
But the other, like Elon Musk, you know, he reckons there's like a 1 in a billion chance that we are not a simulation because of the history of the universe, right? If you think about it, humans, like we. Attained sentient. We became sentient, right? And within a couple hundred thousand years, we have the technology we have now, right? We have the singularities coming up in 20 years, you know, where computers will have the same processing power and intelligence as a human, right? Scary. Which means that also the other implication of that, the reason it's a singularity, that we don't know what's going to happen after that, because
put guns in them.
Computers will be able to make, you know, computers that are slightly better than themselves, and those computers will make better. You
isn't
know,
that the issue? Like the computer learns how to make.
That's why
better. Eventually realizes like.
That's why he's afraid. Like, yeah, that's why he was afraid of AI, and that's why he and Elon Musk and some others, said, look, we should stop developing it now because, you know, that'll be the end. But so
was it to stop developing completely or develop it in a certain way?
I mean, there's no way.
They realized how advanced it was getting, so they wanted to stop like that. Yeah. Like they wanted to stop computers basically being able to realize how to make themselves better.
To become self-aware.
Yeah, right?
Because
that's almost like having a conscience, though. Like,
can't have AI without a consciousness.
But if you had take your phone, for example, you can upgrade your software. It's getting better. Like, it knows it has to get better, so it does that. But, I don't know. The thing, this is,
Interesting is basically that's where science fiction comes in. Because a lot of science fiction that we watch, you'll see a lot of the robots that work with them or the artificial intelligence, like any level of that, it's always at a point where it helps them. And if not, then it's like a Terminator type movie where it's taken over. Yeah. But the ones where
we're getting our warnings, man.
Right, that's what it is. Like the ones like Star Trek, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Like they, or even like Star Wars, I think, those intelligent life forms, like, I don't know, was Luke a human? I don't think he was.
What?
Well, they're not
from a galaxy far away.
Well, yeah. Yes.
So, is that supposed to be... I've always wondered that. Is that a galaxy somewhere else or, like, our galaxy?
Yeah, he's humanoid. But, so to touch on your point, too, because what the theory is there is that the universe has been around for 11 billion years, right? Earth has only been around for, like, 5 billion, roughly, right? Our sun is only about a little bit older than that. And so... And also, like, we used to think that it was incredibly rare to find any planet like Earth that would support life, right? But now we find, not only are there, like, since we found the first exoplanet, I think only 20 years ago, we found, like, thousands.
Yeah,
right? A lot. And not only that, but even, like, the closest solar system to us, which is Alpha Centauri, has exoplanets, and they may support life. And we've also found that life... Is can also be supported in environments that we never thought would be possible. Like, you can, like, water bears, they can survive in space.
Oh, yeah, man.
They can survive in space. They can survive in, like, sulfuric acid. They can survive. So, like, our understanding of life and how life can develop and be supported has been completely, like, turned around to where we think... I mean, I think life is very common, actually, throughout the universe.
Sure.
So then you think about it. Okay, the universe is twice as old as Earth, right? There must have been other civilizations before us that were as smart as us, right? Mm-hmm. That attained the intelligence that we've attained, right? Which means that they would have gone through their singularity and then developed technology we couldn't even fathom, right? And that's why Elon Musk thinks... there's only a 1 billion chance that we're not a simulation, because some other civilization would have run us as simulations, right? Like, you see, like, Black Mirror.
Like,
you see Black Mirror. Have you seen
a
lot of information is just digest right there. Holy shit.
If you are in the rabbit hole with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's basically just this, like, infinite loop.
Right. Right.
If there's infinite amount of possibilities, though, it would be much more than one in a billion chance. Like, yeah. I mean, what is a billion chance of what? I forgot.
One in a billion chance that we're not a simulation.
Oh, like, okay.
So there's a 999,999,999 out of a billion chance that we are a simulation, right? And being a simulation, meaning like, you know, that some high, you know, greater intelligence would run our universe, mm-hmm. right, as a simulation to say, hey, you know, I wonder if we can use, for example, like the microverse theory, right. the episode of Rick and Morty where he uses his battery for that powers his vehicle.
Yes, it's that's just the best.
A microverse, right?
The Flugel crank.
That, right? And to do those kind of experiments, for what reason? Because we actually do those experiments with data now. That's what big data is. It's testing like a certain environment and throwing variables in and saying, like, for example, I wonder what would happen if we put 1% more hydrogen into this universe. How much more efficient would it be? What kind of things would they come up with, right? What kind of technology that we might be able to use, right? If you could run a simulation for 11 billion years in the snap of a finger because you had, you know, technology that could do that, right? Then you could learn from that. And that's exactly what they would do to understand and optimize their own existence and world. Mm-hmm. And even for
which
trivial
things.
Which
is what we're doing now. Huh? You said we were doing that. Which we're literally doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Now.
How do you think, you know, Baidu Maps figures out, like, the best route to get us, you know, get me from work to here? It's by running all the routes and seeing, okay, if we add up all the times, you know, all the different possible, if I go to Kenya and then around, okay, that's too long, right, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to find, you know, the perfect thing. Yeah, exactly. So,
good luck.
And Black Mirror did an episode with this where they simulated... So that, you know, for matchmaking, they simulated.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that was a cool episode.
The video games simulation one, though, Black Mirror is even better.
Yeah. It's really interesting, though. And it makes me think, like, also, like, for us, there's going to be so many things that we don't have to try later on. Like, forget about just relationships. Like, should I become a baseball player or go into marketing or sales? You could actually take, like, my... you know, information, run it through a simulation, be like, look, do you want to be happy, rich, or what? Because we ran your simulations and we know that if you, you know, if you go to the University of Delaware, you know, your happiness will be higher, you'll make a little less money, and then you can actually be able to, like, a la carte, like, customize your life to that point. And that's what the idea is, that these aliens are doing that with us, right? They're running us as a simulation and they're like, you know, in my view, I think...
They should have given up already?
Well, I mean, but given up already to them, like, right, to them, like, our 11 billion years might be, again, like that.
Yeah,
because all you need to do is have processing power, you know, strong enough to be able to, by the way, simulate, think about all of the calculations that are happening in our universe now. Just take, like, a wave, one single ocean wave. How many particles of... hydrogen and oxygen that are bound together and that operate in the, you know, with those certain rules so that the wave crests at exactly like, you know, 3.5 meters and that it's exactly like the wind's blowing at this exact, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just one little wave on one planet in a universe that has 100 billion galaxies and each galaxy has hundreds of billions of stars. You know, like that simulation could be running in a computer, right? For what? So that they can figure out, oh, hey, I wonder if they'll come up with like a better, you know, technology for like rocket propulsion.
Right.
You know? And
the Bill Burr impression is pretty good.
Yeah. You know? I know I just like totally hijacked our
That's great.
I just want to say, I'm sorry I did not finish my point earlier, which was talking about Star Wars and how they developed their AI, the robotics, to be friendly. And that is what Elon Musk is trying to get us to do,
right?
I'm sorry, we're talking about that.
That's cool. Yeah.
We're talking about putting a cap on like artificial intelligence, essentially.
But you can't. I mean, like,
so I say I'm a little high. So
I'm high on life too, and
high on life. That's what I'm saying.
And
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. That's Ask what you Jeeves. Were doing at 4:30 in the morning. Like when you were on the internet in 94.
That was way before that. What I think is like, because there's like the two schools of thought, right? There's one that's like, hey, you know, technology is going to help us, and we're going to live this, like, you know, this life where we're just completely free. We don't have to work. It'll do all the work for us. And, you know, we'll just be able to, like, just, you know, beat off and have sex and, you know, and just play music all day and frolic with no clothes because we'll have... And then the other side that says that, you know, they're going to kill us and we're going to have a civil war and, you know, it's we're going to be replaced and stuff and we better be nice to robots now because they'll use the evidence. I say it's neither of those.
Use the evidence. I love that.
I say it's neither of those. Yeah, you remember when you played Grand Theft Auto? All of those things were, you know, they had consciousness. All those people you killed, they had consciousness.
Judge robot.
Now we're going to do the same thing to you. And there's not going to be even one star at it. But, yeah. But, but no, so I think we're merging. I think we're going to merge.
Interesting.
Right? Oh, like biotech is like is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Who can leave the house without their phone today? You know? That's impossible. We have merged already with our phones.
Yeah. Right? You know, all technology is just an extension of ourselves.
Exactly.
That's but it's when it's implanted, which that's going to be crazy.
Yes.
Like, and that's when the extension goes in on itself.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, because like right now, like a phone, right? A phone we have to like... carry, or we have to, you know, you're saying once we put it inside, and so then once we do that, then we just become
exactly
a piece of technology
in the same way that we like willingly give all our data to the government and to all these, like, you know, to companies and stuff like that. We will willingly give our bodies to science for the, like, I mean, think about it, right? You have a kid, right? And the kid is trying to get into, like, you know, a good elementary school, like a nice private elementary school. All the other kids have this, like, cybernetics, you know, memory upgrades. They have, like, extra sharp vision and hearing. They have, like, cybernetic arms and legs so they can, like, dunk at age 5, you know, and stuff like that. And then you're like, well, I think, Jimmy, we're going to, I think you can, you know, if you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you'll be able to compete with those kids. It's so, like... fuck you, Dad.
No fucking way.
Give me the fucking shit. Good luck. Give me the stuff so
you're
I can...
human 1.0. These are 2.0.
Exactly. Do you know what CRISPR is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The genetic...
like, how to be able to, like, pick and choose your, like, genes?
So nuts. China's been doing well with it.
Yeah. Well, there's not the ethical, like, you know, or whatever. There's not the limitations. You know, the first thing that George Bush Jr. did when he came into office was he restricted... stem cell research.
There's still a lot of pushback on,
which
that,
is crazy. But 8 years that set us back. 8 years of you know, that could have maybe saved, you know, saved lives.
Well, because of some opinion.
Because of
opinion.
A religious belief.
Because of opinion. And because of actually ignorance. Yes. Because you don't have to only take stem cells from fetuses.
Well, we know that was the Nobel Prize.
No, we didn't have that then. It was the Nobel Prize in, like,
2008. I thought even back then it was still...
Craig Venter invented that, making the enzymatic stem cells. Yeah.
I thought you could also take them from other areas of, like, a person.
Though. No, you can, but we didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
Oh, okay, you're saying that this was...
That's how crazy it's gotten, like, to this day. That's what?
Yeah.
Like, 10 years?
Well... Bush.
But okay. Well, after that discovery, did they finally allow it?
Well, now it's allowed because
to a certain degree
because we can.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can take it from aborted fetuses. I'm sure there's
could take it from like bone marrow or like bone or like
there
like
is
that.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so okay, but, okay. Wait.
You can get them easily now. Yeah. You can.
Okay. So now there's no issue.
And I have nothing to back up what I just said.
You know what else is crazy? You know what else is crazy about that too? Is that the code for your DNA for your body?
He just lies. Like, what? He literally just pulled shit out of his ass, put it into his mouth, and then let it come out.
Well, we're running with it, so let's see what happens.
In other words, it's a standard Perks of JP.
We're an hour 40 into that bullshit, so let's just. Alright, so just remember, nothing is fact-checked, but, like, continue, sorry.
Actually, what this is just a simulation of reality that we're giving to you. It's not even real.
Exactly, and you have no proof that this ever took place, that what you're listening to now, it could be, you know, just part of the programming that you've...
But download to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was supposed to say, we are a Fig Newton of your immigration.
And I'll say it right now. I will award $10,000 to any of JP's listeners who can prove to us that them listening to this podcast isn't some kind of simulation, I will give $10,000 if you can give me like documented proof, like that it's not, and somehow figure that out.
He's a silver one too. That's the best part. Yeah,
$10,000 $10,000 Nigerian dollars.
Yeah.
Yes. 10,000 naira.
Hey, hey, good luck.
I mean, he's still saying we'll give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was gonna say.
Imagine this girl comes back to him like in 20 years.
I'm just trying to spice it up. We got
in like 20 years. Wait, he's like, yo, let me get that 10 grand real quick.
But do you know then that person would say, I'm going to show you that this actually was a simulation. Yeah. And then Jeff will know for a fact that we are indeed in a simulation, or that this was just a simulation.
But how would you ever prove it? That's the thing.
I don't know, but this person at 20 years that JP's talking about is going to want his 10,000 Nigerian dollars.
Yeah. Nigerian dollars. Or it's Nigerian dollars. Right.
By then, it's going to be like...
We'll just send you a bottle of water and we'll begin... You know,
Nigeria will become the Wakanda of the future, and it
I saw a great YouTube video about how the Wakanda economy could... like never work out, but I can't explain it to you. Like, I don't fucking remember. I just got excited for that. Though I wish I could explain it. I wish I could explain it
because you built that up and it just fell. Yeah.
I'm trying for you to spit some more knowledge. You know?
Just go spit on YouTube more, or Yoku. Some more bullshit out which, of your ass. You know, no, but it was fuck, man. I'm not smart. This is episode 5. Let me get to a few more episodes before I get this brain going.
You're on episode 5.
Yeah, with people.
How many do you have total? You know
of? That I actually published 3, but I have a lot more, but they're very
I'm sorry, those are the
the lost tapes.
Yeah. Oh shit, that would be
the lost tapes. That's
guys, don't worry, I'm just gonna let you know, you'll find the lost tape at your local VHS shop.
Yeah.
Don't forget to rewind. Man, where were we? I don't know.
Well, I was gonna say about but you were talking about CRISPR,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I was gonna say tasty. Like a couple of years ago, I found out that all of your DNA, like your entire genetic code, right? It's in every single cell of your body, which means that having one cell that has all of the code that makes you your body, what you are, right? Not your consciousness necessarily, right? That comes from experience.
But your physical,
like, but your physical being, you could create a Jake girl off of one cell from your body.
Like, girl with an E.
Girl. Girl? Yeah. Is it? Did I say it right?
You did.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You could not a female Jake.
Not Jake Boy like last podcast. Like that he was
Jake
on.
Jake Boy?
Yeah. Wow. Dude.
Jake Man.
Okay, wait. I just wanna hijack this real quick.
Do it.
I'm gonna be the idea terrorist.
All right.
And say, imagine the female version of yourself.
Ugly as shit.
I was about to say the same thing. I was like, God damn, I'd be an ugly girl.
All three
of us have some beaks. Let me put it that way. We got beak, ass,
nose. My upper lip kind of like slopes like a ski slope. Like you're about to do like a jump with a trick. See, like that.
Now see, you took that in one way. But the other way is like taking your personality putting it, and then, but you were born a female.
Yeah. Bro, you could do that now. Transition into a woman right now. Like, I'm talking to you as a woman.
I don't want to get into
it. I mean, if you're offering.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. But,
I'm back to JP, by the way.
Well, I mean, it's very interesting, right? Because how much of what you are is you that you decided it would be that way, and how much is it that you were programmed, right?
Right, like the DNA in every cell.
But not just DNA. I think, my feeling is this. I think that no matter what you did, right, or what you thought you were controlling,
mm-hmm.
all of us would end up at exactly where we are right now, no matter what. Because everything that we do and that we choose to do is a result of the programming that we've had since we came into the world, right? And that even if pointed with that fact, where I was to say you have no free will, you everything that you do is a result of like your programming, and you were like, no, fuck you, I'm gonna do something like crazy that you know nobody would expect. I'm gonna say zubida blue la bleh, right? And well, I chose to do that, but that you doing that would have been a result of, you know, being taught to object to, you know, authority and, you know, people who would say like, oh, you have no control over what you do,
which is a programming itself.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like if you look back, it's kind of like an extension of the theory that I believe, which is that we don't We don't make anything. Everything we have is given to us.
So is that physical then? Because you said that DNA, like, it has all the information about your physical self, right?
Well, obviously there's a nurture element to it, right? I mean, but it's your environment that shapes you in that way, right? Like,
right.
That's why, like, I've always had, like, you know, an objection to the idea of Christianity. Like, the concept of Christianity. Like, the concept of... you have to believe in order to attain a heaven, right, or something like that. Because it's really stacked against people who aren't raised in that environment, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not fair. And to me, anything that would be like godly or like actually like, you know, a heaven or something like that would be fair.
Right.
It would be, or at least it would be like objective, right? So, you know, being raised in like China, for example, you know, you wouldn't be raised a Christian most likely, mm-hmm. right? Is it fair that all of, you know, all Chinese people have to go to hell because they didn't happen to be born in America, right?
Right, right.
Like, we don't think about that stuff until you come out here, right? And it's the same thing, any situation when you look at someone, you're like, ah, that guy, he's such a lazy slob, like all this stuff. But you're like, you have, like, everything that he is has been taught to him, right? Mm-hmm. Every, like, the reason he's on the street, everything that leads down to it. You know, and it's like, it's a very passive idea. I think it's like a lot of Americans would be against this idea because they'd be mm-hmm. like, no, we just work and we, you know, like we make ourselves and we make our own, you know, we're out on the trail and we can, you know, survive on our own. Okay, fine. Even if you're a cowboy, right? Somebody gave you that horse, right? You bought it with money. Somebody gave you that money, right? Mm-hmm. I did that hard work by myself to get that money. Well, yeah, who gave you the job, right? Okay, well, yeah, but I went out and found it myself. Well, who gave you the training to do the job? Who taught you English so that you could communicate with the people at the farm? You know what I mean? Every single thing that you have is given to you, including every bad thing, every good thing, right? It's really like, it's been messing with my mind recently.
But you were just saying that it's your programming for when you're conceived into the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying just when you're born... all of what you just said is
predetermined.
It is predetermined, but they how? Don't know. But
by pro- but
and,
you're saying
and
by
how is that not like, religiously based? Also, like,
well, it kind of is actually, right? Because then, like, the idea that everything is predestined, right? And I don't think that there's like a God that knows how everything's going to turn out. I think it's quite the opposite. Like, a God would put something in motion and it'd be like, I'm going to watch, you know, see how that turns out.
So is this going back to your simulation?
Right?
But so when you say programming, are you saying in the binary sense?
Yeah, meaning like, you're talking gender or like...
No, I'm talking like actual
1-0-0-1.
I'm talking like, if you were to use like a programming language, the C# of the universe, so to speak.
And run this simulation again and again.
Is that what... But is that what you're talking about with our programming? With the program you're just talking about, saying zippity doo dah, or whatever.
Yes.
Like,
yes. It's all descended of that, right? It's all descended from that, and it's a random occurrence that it happened in this way, and that the variations, you know, that happen in the universe, the way that like one particle will go off in one direction, another in the other direction, ended up leading ineluctably to this moment of you sitting on this couch and being, you know, Jake Girl being. You know, a man, not a woman, you know, like everything led, all the physics of that led up to that thing. And here's the last thing that like really does my head in about this. And I saw it on Reddit. So like this, shout out to Reddit. So it's one thing I did learn, but it's the idea that how can we have free will? Because if you go down to the like subatomic, like level of our bodies, right? It's all just quarks moving around that have no free will, right? And that all of that interaction is what creates this body that we have, that we inhabit, that we think of as us, which is actually just a bunch of organs together, that's a bunch of tissues together, is a bunch of enzymes together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if they have no free will, how can we, right? Because everything that they do is stimulus response. Oh, I like bounced off this thing because there was an electron, mm-hmm. like that electron had a negative charge and I have a negative charge, right? All of that stuff is predetermined in a way, predetermined by physics. So how can we not? How are we not? How can I have free will?
Predetermined by physics.
Predetermined by physics, right?
How does that drive you fucking crazy?
It's like the emotions of like the quarks and subatomic particles are. You're saying they are predetermined.
Well, yeah, I mean, according to physics, right, that like, the reason that particle went off in that direction was because of some kind of, you know, interaction of physics, right?
Right.
And that all of the particles that led to, like, the formation of the Earth and then the formation of life and all of those things were reactions of, of physics that happened without some kind of guidance, you know, by any thought or something like that, and it continues today. It just happens that, like, that stuff. And,
but this, would you say that this all started with, like, the Big Bang, like in the Big Bang in the sense of, in, like, the universe. Beginning?
Yeah, in our universe, right? And that Big Bang is actually just that's one node.
Is that pressing run on the new program? Is that hitting enter on the command prompt? Is that what you're saying?
Well, according to the idea of the multiverse, which is, like, mostly accepted by most astrophysicists now, that each black hole is just a node on a tree, an infinitely long tree of universes, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, and on the other side of every black hole is another universe, right? So fucking crazy. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And so, but it just keeps looping. It just keeps going. Like, the line just...
Before you said, though, that two come out and one go in?
Yeah. So,
is that what you said?
So, yeah. So, there's...
Is that ever expanding now?
That's what the Hawking radiation is, right? It's there's... On the edge of a black hole, black holes are spinning, right? And it creates this, like, intense radiation, right? But that radiation is one particle going out, one going in. And every one that goes out, there's always one that goes in. It's also similar to the way that, like, suns are formed. Did you know every sun is formed as two suns, right? And one sun, you know, ends up dissipating. The other one ends up, you know, staying physical.
Right.
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? This kind of, as you were saying, like, this binary, you know, system.
Right.
It's like, okay, and then you also have those particles on the edge of a black hole that are also, like, one goes out, one goes in, right? I mean, the beginning of a black hole is a gamma burst that sends, you know, like, the entire sun into the universe all in the, you know, in a split second. Like, enough energy goes out that it will, like, just eat any galaxy that's
right,
in its path,
right?
But an equal force goes into the black hole as well.
Right.
So where does that go?
Right.
Into the other universe, right?
Right.
The other side of that universe.
You know what's also interesting is how with suns, right? You were just talking about how there's one that, like,
yeah, they're paired. Yeah.
Right, they're paired.
Yeah,
it's
called binary. Yeah, that's called binary. Is like solar system. Yeah. But most solar systems are.
But
like
then
that.
They also do that with their reactions and splitting atoms, right?
Right.
Isn't that what suns essentially do with their nuclear energy?
So yeah. So the other thing I believe, which is that on the atomic level, you know, is, you know, that on the atomic level, it's the exact same thing. There's universes inside of every atom, right? Because it's the exact same structure. The Bohr's atom has, you know, you have your proton, you have your electrons that are flying around it, right? You have your nucleus, and the mass of the nucleus is the exact same in terms of the size of the mass of the nucleus. It's the same ratio as the size of our sun to our planets, and our planets could be just
electrons
as well.
They proved that wrong.
Well,
though.
any astrophysicist you ask about that
Tyson like said, like, people used to think little atoms were little galaxies, but then they proved that wrong. I can't fucking
impossible.
Tell you how.
It's impossible, like, to prove wrong, though. And also, like, every atom is an electron cloud, right? And they're like, oh, it doesn't even travel in an orbital path. It just travels in a cloud, like a probabilistic cloud. Well, yeah, because it's traveling at the speed of light, which, according to whatever's out there, the huge thing, you know, that sees us as being atoms, it looks like our planet also is in an electron cloud, right? And it dissipates after just the blink of an eye. But guess what? Again, could be a simulation in a computer that's just running our universe. It's like, node 185234. Oh, interesting.
It's an old Jewish man. Like,
yeah.
What do I see here?
The secret is tuna. It turns out, we just need more tuna. We can power a spaceship with it.
It's got to be kosher.
That's hilarious. Guys, we've done 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we can keep going, right?
You want to keep going? Talking. I don't know.
It's up to you.
Do another half hour.
Because we do our segments and then I'll do a part three right now. Literally, like, right now.
All right.
The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.